Wednesday night, Chavis Halvavis, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi. We're on page Kufay and Zion. We're going to start with the last paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom, page Kufay and Zion. So he's talking about now that sometimes the Yetzer Hara, when a person is ignorant, the Yetzer Hara preys on his ignorance. And when a person is knowledgeable, he preys on his knowledge. Meaning, there's a danger in that too. Like I said, a guy who holds he's knowledgeable and he learns Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Shar HaYichud, and he learned Amunas Vadeus, then he decides he's going to take a comparative religion course, and he's going to see what, you know, because his mind is working in that direction, so he wants already, so that's dangerous, that's the Yetzer Hara. So he says, Avol, let's start from here. He says, Avol, Imhoyo Odom Yodea Shashem V'Torah So. There's no respite from the Yetzer Hara. It's not a question of damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're not damned. The Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Hara. And as he said, he's relentless, and he takes different guises. What does it say? The Medrash Rabbah in Vayishlach with the Esav, Soros al Esav. It's like there's one Mandi Omer he appeared like a tzaddik, and there's one Mandi Omer that he appeared like a gangster. And the Mefarshim say, you know, he's both. He's both. Sometimes he's a gangster, and sometimes he looks like a tzaddik. So, Avolam Hoyo Adam Yodeya Hashem V'Torah So, if a person was knowledgeable, Yizom Hayetzer, so the from Loshon HaZama, right? Edom Zomimin. He plans. Yizom Hayetzer Lahavi Olav Asahefzer V'Habilbul Belimudo Uvamasov, in his learning and his understanding and his knowledge and in his actions. So he plays on your turf. To a guy that's a simple, you know, simple-minded, and he's going with, let's say, Amuna Pshuta, so he's not going to start bringing him rayas and comparative religion questions, or does Hashem really care? You know, that's not the battleground for this guy. So with this guy, he'll have a different battleground. He'll try to get him to like you talked before about getting involved in Olam Hazeh, but a more intellectually minded person. So he'll try to be mafsid him, his limud and his ma'asim, b'derech ha'hochocha, for haraya. He'll use fallacious reasoning. He'll use warped reasoning. You know, it'll be just good enough to catch the guy. But he'll play on his field. It'll be a distortion, but it'll look tempting because it'll be something that speaks to the person. It's questions, it's answers, it's intellectual. Mikol Mashev Shalo, whatever you can throw at the guy, Menamoskol, with pure logic. Vahakosuv, maybe it's Psukim. Vahamosur, and that's Torshim Alpeh. So show him Gemaras. You can do a lot of things to mix you up. What's your defense? He'll say in a moment what your defense is, because there's always Sheker. Remember, he said in the beginning of the Perek, before he launched into his 25 possible things the Yetzer Hara could do to you, he said, the one Yesoda is remember the Yetzer Hara Sheker. And if you keep an MS stick of mind, that's why it's in Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Because Yichud HaMaisa is trying to teach us to be single-minded. Straight. When you're single-minded, you're Yashar. Right? If we would put the litmus test as, you know, is this the Ratzon Hashem or not? So although it sounds simple, but in life, it's not simple. It's very difficult in life. But if that would be our ability to do that, so that's why it's in this Shar. Everything the Yetzer throws at you, because this is probably the whole Chavis Halvavos, this is probably like the only place where he talks about, he says the word Yetzer Hara. Like, the whole Chavis Halvavos is not about the Yetzer Hara. It's about Avodah. It's about Avodah Hashem. Here he talks about the Yetzer Hara a lot. The whole thing is the Yetzer Hara, the fifth parak. So, but the Yetzer Hara is Sheker. That's what he said in the beginning. So although he keeps coming back at you in different forms and guises, but it's really, really easy to chase away. That was what you said in the beginning. If you keep your wits about you when you're searching for Emes, so you say that's Gufa Hard. Okay. But if you achieve that, it's easy to chase him away. So here also he says, so v'yochiach mashu manche love, and it'll prove what he's trying to lead you down, b'olchochos demyonis, b'ildi tzolkos b'yosodol sehen, that the premises are not true, v'lo chiyuvios b'totzos sehen, and the results are not logical, really. So v'yom zach sichlucha. Now, but remember, he's on your playing field. So he, you're talking to a guy who's intellectual, and his knowledge of Hashem and of Yiddishkeit and of mitzvahs is along those lines. So he says, "Yimzach sichlocha," if you're pure, it's unsullied. V'amitzu yidiyoscha, and you taka know it. If you know it in a half-baked way, it's taka very, very dangerous. Maybe you're better not knowing off anything. You're better off not knowing anything at all. And right, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. That's what he's saying here. It's a very true statement. So if you're pure, meaning you don't have it attacked, because right, that's the famous statement from, I don't know who it was from. It's said from Rav Chaim. It's probably said from a million different people, but it's still true. That the guy came in with a bunch of kashas. So he didn't answer him. So the Talmidim asked him afterwards, why didn't you answer him? He said they weren't kashas, they were terutzim. So, right? You're not laughing. You heard it before. I'm sure you heard it before. You don't get it.
What do you mean terutzim?
Terutzim for your lifestyle that you want to lead. They're not kashas, they're terutzim. If you have a kasha, I can give you a teretz. But if you come with a teretz, what am I supposed to say? And he said. So that's what means zach sichlcha, v'amitzo yidiyoscha b'darchei ha'uchocha, and your knowledge is well based. It's not half baked knowledge. V'alfani haziras ba be'es hamas v'amatn v'yikuach. Then you will. The Torah always promises. See, we believe in the Torah. Like, it sounds overwhelming, but the Torah always promises v'atotim shalbo. You will always have the ability to achieve victory over the Yetzer Hara. The ability. Now, the ability might be because of the Gemara in Kiddushin that Hashem helps you. And if Hashem wouldn't help you, you couldn't have the ability. Possible. So what? Bottom line is that you have the ability to. So that's what he's saying here. And all the things he said what the Yetzer Hara would do, and it sounds overwhelming, it's almost like he stole the code book of the Yetzer Hara. He sent the spy into the Yetzer Hara's territory. There's a very good book about the Yetzer Hara. It's a Christian book. Not allowed to recommend to read it, but it's the best. But except for this parak of Chayvus Halavus, which you have to really learn to understand, because the Chayvus Halavus talks in one line. You have to come to Rabbi Milinowitz's shir. But otherwise, you don't really chap what he's saying here. But a book that exposes the Yetzer Hara and what he does is a book written by a Christian theologian, C.S. Lewis, his name is, and he wrote a book called The Screwtape Letters. And so if it bothers you to read Yoshka's name once in a while, and that's who he's talking about, so then don't read the book. It's an old, old book. You probably can't even get hold of it. I mean, nowadays you can get hold of anything. You just go to Amazon, you'll get it, it's all no problem. It's called The Screwtape Letters. So that's a very, very fine book in English. It's a book, it's a very interesting book. The setup of the book is letters from the Yetzer Hara to the Satan, Vayachal. Like, he's writing the Satan letters, how he's doing. Like, he's sent down to this earth to be the Yetzer Hara, to get the guy to do Averis. And he writes letters to his uncle, like what he's doing. Like Perek Hamishi here, in the Chayvus Halavus, he's doing this, he's doing that. When he's davening, the guy's davening with Kavana, so he does this to shake his Kavana. It's like a very, very edifying book.
How does that author know about the Yetzer Hara?
He's smart. What do you mean? The author that wrote it?
Yeah.
He's a smart person. You want to know if he read Chayvus Halavus Parakei and copied everything from there? Maybe. I never did. That would be a wonderful study. You could write a book exposing him as a plagiarist, that all he did was he lifted the fifth parak of Shari Yichud HaMais and Chayvus Halavus, and he turned it into his book. That would be a nice expose. but you probably have better things to do with your time. Even though, you know, even though Chovos Halvavos, I mean, but I'm not recommending reading it because it's Christian. There are a lot of Christian references there, and that might bother you. There's nothing Christian in the book about convincing you, trying to convince you to be a Christian. It's just, he's a Christian. So when he talks about Yetzer Hara and Hashem, so he uses his frame of reference. So then that might bother a lot of people. But there's nothing in there Christian, but Etzem, I don't think. I hope not. You never know. But it's a really, really, it's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. It's very, you find yourself laughing and recognizing, that's what happens during my Shmona Esrei Taka. Exactly what he's describing. Like, you'll recognize a lot of things. And he has the whole gamut of Averis there. Like, he's a from guy. So, from looking where you're not supposed to look, and seeing things you're not supposed to see, and doing things you're not supposed to do, and, I don't know, Bittul Torah, I don't know, I don't remember any, I didn't see the book in, like, 30 years, I didn't see the book. But it's called The Screwtape Letter. It's cute. The aside is that he was sent down to this world by the Satan to entice man to do sins, and his goal, it is the way, his tachlis is to get the guy to sin, and if he fails, he's going to be in big trouble when he goes back to Shemayim or to hell, or wherever he goes, he's going to be in big trouble, because he failed in his mission. But that's, okay, that's the setup of the book. You know, the Chavis HaLava starts off the parak by saying the Yetzer Hara is not a devil inside of you. I mean, but it is, but it's you. At least after the Chet of Adam Arishon, right? So that we believe, you learn Ramchal, you learn Derech Hashem, and others form of the Ramchal. After the Chet, he became us. It's us, it's not... Yeah, okay. Anyway, if you want to read, like, really... I mean, now that we're learning Chavis HaLavos, you don't have to read the Screwtape Letters anymore. The Chavis HaLavos does just as good a job. But you have to learn the Chavis HaLavos. It's very bekitzel, like any Rishon. He just says a few words, and you have to figure out the whole thing. Anyway, he says, if you have a strong seichel, so you'll be able to best him. Tegale nekudos tolos yitzrcha, you'll expose where the mistake is, where the fallacy is, where the warpedness of the seichel is. Berayosov ochochosov, v'yizbar lecho ha'emez, v'yizbar lecho ha'nochon, v'yizdakhu yidiyosecho min ha'sveikos, u'ma'asecho min ha'shibushim. Okay, we'll stop here. That's if you're capable. If you're not capable, we'll learn tomorrow night. If you're capable, you can chase away the Yetzer Hara easily, just keep a seichel, and you'll see where it's fallacious reasoning.